Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continue to give God that sacrifice of praise. I'm recovering from the weekend, and I don't know if you saw the Northern Lights, but on Friday I was driving home and I kind of look out the side of my car after dinner, and I see a rainbow in the sky at night, and that just blew my mind. And originally the rainbow was a sign from God. So anytime I see a rainbow, and I see them all the time, I just know that God's there, and I'm just thankful for it, and immediately I thank God. So to see a rainbow at night was kind of blowing my mind. Come to find out, it was that, I don't know what it's called, some sort of Northern Lights thing. But it was just fantastic, and it brought me back to the eclipse, which was also just a wonderful experience. And I'm just so thankful for God in those moments and in that time and for the life that we have. It's a gift. Every second you have, enjoy what you eat, enjoy what you drink, make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. Those are the things that matter. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire for what's pursued thereby. Stay focused on the moments you have in your life. That's the only thing we have. Well, outside of God and heaven, you know, all that stuff. But take time today to enjoy your life. Today I was reading in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, "As we have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." And that set your course of life in him, rooted and built up in him, and established by the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. It's that sacrifice of praise that always kind of blows my mind. That God asks us just to thank him. And he requires, and it's considered a sacrifice to just thank God and recognize God in your life. Recognize, have that reverential awe that he's done things for you. When I'm golfing, anytime the sun comes out and it's cloudy, it's like, yep, God loves me. Because he does. He does love you. He loves you so much. And there's so many times that there are little blessings throughout the day if you just open your eyes to him. Thank him. Give him that sacrifice of praise. Beware lest any man should spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the elementary rules of the world, and not after Christ. I always kind of check myself based on what I've heard from people. Is what they're saying a philosophy or from the elementary rules of this cosmos, or is it out from the origins of God? And there's so many things out there that can dissuade you and move you away from the things that matter. And the word is very simple. The word is very simple. You are to just believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another. That's it. That's it. Put God first in your life. Verse 9, "For in him, in Christ Jesus, dwelleth in a fixed position, in a fixed dwelling, all the fullness of the Godhead," or the divine body. Jesus Christ is at the head of the body of believers. We're considered the body, the church of believers. He's at the head. He directs the body. All we're to do is dwell in a fixed position through faith, through believing in him. And he's going to direct this body wherever he wants to direct it. Verse 10, "And ye are complete," or fully furnished, "in him who is the head of all principality and authority," or power. Verse 11, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands." And that circumcision was a sign from God. It was a sign that they were a part of God's people. You have that circumcision made without hands. It's a circumcision of the heart. And it's a circumcision of believing. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are born new. You are spiritually a new being. And you have that forever. And it's not an outward appearance. It's the inward man. Finally, I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen," or raised, "with the Christ," or the Messiah, "endeavor to seek those things which are above," or the high calling, "where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. mind or set your affection on things above, not on things remaining within the earth. We are to set our affection and care for the things above, which are in the heavenlies, which is your relationship with God and God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. Build that relationship. Pick a verse, apply it in your life. You just only have to pick one. Start to apply it and get to know God. Heed the advice of God, and you'll start to see beautiful things in your life. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for this weekend and just for everything that that happened. I thank you for your loving disposition and your kindness towards us. I thank you for my family again and for the things that you constantly do for us. I am constantly praying for my golf game, Father, that you help me with that. And I just thank you for just blessing my family. I pray for our employee who's driving today, that you just take care of him, bless him, that you can get down there safely and back. And I pray for each and every one of your believers, that you just take care of them, put a hedge of protection around them, and just for a great day today. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.